good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, Hitney Cutter gave me.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake. Hey, Cuttigy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakanjahade, which means distant thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot, and we talk about on Native Roots Radio national and local Native issues. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline. Call them at 651-304-9986. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. with your COVID-19 questions.
Hey, we had Bobby Wilson on a couple, a week ago, and He's a writer of Reservation Dogs, Lewis, and we rocked on that last night, the first two episodes, right, bro?
Yeah, it was a wonderful show. I mean, from production, shout out Sten Jody, who was actually on the second episode. He ran the credits. He's a musician on TikTok. Just a young Native guy doing what. And that's the thing about Bobby Wilson and everyone on Reservation Dogs. They're uplifting our community and people that are already in our community doing amazing things. And one thing, Robert, it is hilarious. Oh, I don't know if you've seen the last couple of episodes, but man, I'm telling you, when they saw that van, it was torn apart, and they tried to get the money back for it. I just was laughing.
Yeah,
no spoilers for me.
Yeah, no spoilers. Sorry. What network is it on?
Hulu FX or FX Hulu or something like that. I don't know. I had to pay $4.99, but right.
It's on Hulu. Okay, cool. The only thing that I've seen was where Dallas Goldtooth was talking to the main character on the horse, and the horse laid down at the end. I don't want to give too much information about that, but I also did see Dallas Goldtooth's Facebook post talking about sometimes It's a good day to die, and some days it's a good day for everybody to see you on TV. He said some other descriptions in there, but I about keeled over for both pieces of that. So I'm really excited to watch the first couple of episodes this weekend.
Well, before we get to the news, and we Ogama does the news all over Turtle Island and things you don't hear in normal news, Wendy. Mm-hmm. I just want to say I think Dallas stole the show. It was hilarious because he was I don't want to say, but
yeah, don't say it.
Oh,
people want to watch it.
Yes, shoot. Okay, hey, we'll have to get Bobby back on because I messaged Bobby Wilson, the writer, and he was trying to say to us that he doesn't watch the dailies, and he watched the first two shows like everybody else, and he said he was blown away. So that's. That's good. And now we have Rutherford Falls and Reservation Dogs to look forward to. All right, Ogama, with the news.
Reservation Dog or Reservoir Dog?
No, Reservoir Dogs was a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking. All right, there you go.
All right. Buju, Wendy, and everybody, this is Ogama Ganuakwe with some news and updates for you. As always, I like to talk about the Stop Line 3 movement here in Minnesota. Some big news is that the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency earlier this week updated their Twitter saying that the Line 3 river crossing work was finishing up, and 12 river crossings had inadvertent releases of drilling fluid. Some of these river crossings had multiple releases, including East Savannah and Willow Rivers. They are still investigating the releases. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency also noted that there was one release into a river, and the other 13 were inadvertent releases into a wetland, which is not allowed under the 401 certification. The 401 is the water permit that the Line 3 pipeline got to begin the construction. There were 14 additional inadvertent releases in non-surface water areas, although one of those releases did flow into a wetland. Basically, meaning the MPCA has noted on their Twitter page, the MPCA is the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, has noted on their Twitter that Enbridge Energy and the Line 3 pipeline violated the 401 water permit certification. I have not gotten any additional news on what's going to come of that, but I did want to let people know that if you're writing and you're making phone calls, the MPCA is a good place to give a call to right now and ask what action they're taking on that, other than, you know, simply announcing what we as water protectors know. Water protectors at the Mississippi headwaters and at other states are still adamantly and regularly testing water and soil samples to the best of their abilities. They do need some donations to continue that water testing that the MPCA, the DNR, and other state agencies have not been performing to the best of our knowledge. We haven't seen anybody come through doing that. So make sure if you'd like to get involved, you go to stopline3.org/hub. Or go to bit.ly/help-stop-line-3. And those are two really great places where you can donate to the cause and to find out more information about coming up here to join in the movement. I do want to talk about the Treaty People Walk for Water, which is underway. They left last Saturday from Camp Firelight Encampment just north of the Mississippi headwaters, and they are a group of water protectors who are on foot walking from northern Minnesota from the Mississippi headwaters to the state capitol. They will culminate in a big event at the state capitol on Wednesday, August 25th at 2 p.m. at an event called Treaties Not Tar Sands, which is a capital action to stop Line 3. That event is hosted by MN350 and Minnesota Interfaith Power and Light, and again is at the Minnesota State Capitol. Meanwhile, the Treaty People Walk for Water is hosted by MN350, the Sierra Club of the North Star Chapter, Rise Coalition, and others. People are asking a lot of questions about what's coming up with this awesome event on Wednesday, August 18th at 12 o'clock. Honor the Earth is presenting a Water is Life tour to Stop Line 3. They're going to have Bon Iver, Moo Moo Fresh, Lissy, and more. Tickets are available online at bit.ly/Water is Life Festival. It is at the Duluth Bayfront Festival Park, again, August 18th at 12 p.m. Going to be a really awesome show. Pretty excited. Corey Medina is going to be there. I really do enjoy Corey Medina and their song Repo. Really awesome. Really good native musician. Then again, Bon Iver is also very good, too. So
I heard rumors you might be up there live, Ogama.
That is the plan. I wouldn't miss it. It's a good idea to get into an outdoor concert before COVID-19 numbers get any worse.
Oh, yeah.
As of right now in the United States, there's been about 100,000 new cases of COVID-19 per day, which is a higher rate than we were at even in the worst of the COVID-19 pandemic last fall. So if you are listening and you are out and about, please make sure to wear your mask and get vaccinated if you have not. One more event that I want to mention is on Sunday, August 22nd at 11 a.m. There's going to be a Murdered and Missing Indigenous Survivors Walk and event. That is in St. Paul, Minnesota. They are going to be walking from 7th and Jackson Streets to Harriet Island. They're having a water ceremony, a prayer vigil. They'll be closing with a moon ceremony. They're going to have speakers. This is a really awesome event that somebody clued me into from Rights of Mississippi River. And I just wanted to make sure to uplift that event. Again, that's Sunday, August 22nd at 11 a.m. at the St. Paul, Minnesota State Capitol, or near the State Capitol, from 7th and Jackson to Harriet Island. And then I don't normally do this, but I do want to give a shout out to the Bleichner family who live in my hometown. Their 13-year-old daughter, Azalea, is fighting chronic myeloid leukemia right now. And I would like if anybody is able or willing to check out her story on on Facebook. It's on Facebook under Azalea, or you can search the hashtag Azalea Strong. Their family is really awesome. They're really great allies. They're very kind. And they
how do you spell Azalea, just for the audience?
It's A-Z-A-E-L-E-A. And the Facebook page is Azalea's Road to Remission. They're looking for people who might be willing to buy t-shirts or to swab your mouth and become a donor for stem cells. So,
wow. Yeah, good shout out there. I know. Well, yeah, it's stunning. I get information too. There's a, I'll talk about maybe later in your segment, Wendy, but there's a GoFundMe that I really want to support too, that I just got a message about.
And absolutely.
I'll bring it up. We have, Joel Morales, doing the walk, and he's one of the leaders, works with MN350, and he's a sacred brother, that's living here in Minnesota with his significant other, Kaylee, now, and they're fighting the pipeline. We'll be right back with him.
Stay with us. If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Stronghearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Stronghearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Life is a journey, and the Doherty Family College will help you get where you want to go. Located downtown Minneapolis, this affordable two-year college provides free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, one-on-one mentorship, and a Metro Transit Pass, making DFC the perfect pathway to a bachelor's degree. Turn your dreams into reality. Connect with a counselor today at dfc.stthomas.edu.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahare.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Well, our guest is up in the deep north, so it's hard to get a hold of him, and he's walking. So our guest coming up with the Treaty People Walk for Water all the way from the deep north all the way down here in the cities, to St. Paul.
Hot.
And he's going to be, it's really hot. Mm-hmm. And I see they're trying to get a hold of him on the phone. But right now, maybe what we can do is pull Lewis back into a talk about reservation dogs a little bit.
It's always fun. It's always fun to
Circle around the script here so we aren't telling everybody.
Don't give away good things.
Right. I'm just so excited.
They'll be mad at us. So.
Well, that was funny. You were able to... jar my memory from the show when you did that little go?
That was Goldtooth, man. Just phenomenal. But look, without any spoilers, I'd say the acting is wonderful.
Yeah. Let me say one thing about Dallas, too. And his father is deep in protecting water. And it's interesting that he's still doing his career, his 1491 career. It's crazy, they're comedians, but whenever I needed to know what was going on at Standing Rock, when Standing Rock first started and for the whole length of the time, Dallas Goldtooth was the person I checked on Facebook. He gave a 4 o'clock or 4 or 5 o'clock update every day at what was going on. And, so not only a good actor, but a great advocate, activist like his father is. His father's up there in the deep north fighting this pipeline.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we say in Lakota, Ikche Wachasha, which means being a good common Indian. And that's kind of the goal of every Lakota, Dakota, Nakota person. And that's Dallas. His whole family has been really involved with civil rights and indigenous spaces for a very long time. And man, is he funny. 1491's definitely, when my little guy, we used to take long car trips to hockey practices and stuff, and he would be in the car, I'd put on some 1491, and man, it was just, we'd have nothing but laughs. What a gifted and talented person.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I still want to talk a little bit about reservation dogs here without giving away anything, and I'm trying to figure out how we can do that. But, you know, we got four younger high schoolish, maybe a little out of high schoolish gangsters that are trying to find their way and trying to get off the res. And mm-hmm. they're doing that in a not so conventional way by making money.
Mm-hmm. The little synopsis that I'm reading right here says that they're from Oklahoma and yep. they're doing all those things that you're talking about, Robert, to try to get to the faraway land of California.
The one that I read described them as realizing that their reservation was trying to kill them and they were trying to get out. And I thought that was a really poignant way to talk about it because reservations can be hard to reside in places.
Mm-hmm. Just the inside humor. And then those dudes, those twin brothers, I mean, I don't know what's going on, but I don't know if you know their real names, but they're Little G and or something. And they're comedians and they rap. And
you know, being on TikTok, they got a big presence. They got social media.
What's their name?
These two. Oh my goodness! You know, I feel so bad, Rob. I don't know their name.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, they're wonderful. You know, it's funny. They go to reservation communities and just entertain, and they do it. You know, all the goodness of their heart. It's awesome, and them being honored to have spots where they're riding their little bicycles and, you know, talking smack. That's just, it's so much fun to see that. And exactly what, you know, what Ogma said, you know, the idea of reservation life is so unique. And I know Esquire, one of the big papers, wrote a big thing of how emerging indigenous stories are coming about being spoken by indigenous people. And what I really like about this story is that there's no white savior complex. There's no, you know, like Dance with Wolves, you know, a man called horse, woman walks ahead. It's not, you know, white person centered. It's actually an indigenous story written by Bobby Wilson, Dallas Goldtooth, all these amazing indigenous writers. And I think that's amazing.
It's Little Mike and Funny Bone.
Poignant names, man. Great.
Yeah. Well, and it's not for everyone. So Ogama, you can't have your daughter watch it because I was surprised, and I guess Hulu and FX can do that. There was a little swearing and stuff going on. So I was about to play a clip, and then I remembered that, and I'm going, maybe I shouldn't be playing a clip because I think everybody, I'll have to, if we don't get Joe Morales on his walk or Kaylee, I'll have to vet out this one and see. But it is hilarious.
Well, Native Roots Radio has a patent pending with the Ogma beep. With, you know, we had Bobby Wilson on, and Ogma did a fantastic job beeping him every now and again, and that just goes through with the show.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you're talking about, but that's excellent, Lewis.
Well, and that's after the fact. I don't know how I would be with, like, real-time editing, like real-time bleeping, where you have to just anticipate that word is coming and bleep it. I don't know how I'd be at that. But, I mean, I'd like to think I'd be pretty all right at it, but... you know, the funny thing is, and I told Robert this, I said this when we had him on too, is that I think we should, we didn't preface him that we were on a radio and that we couldn't have foul language happening. So I think we have to just remember to preface our guests with that.
Yeah, I know. If this was a podcast, I think I'd be swearing a little more, Wendy.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Like, I definitely would. Well, all the time.
After the show, when we talking after the show, some of that comes out. So we
pounding the table, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, well, it's great, and hopefully it's a renaissance. You know, one of the things that you mentioned was Dancing with Wolves in that era. I think if Dancing with Kevin Costner didn't happen, Smoke Signals wouldn't have happened because people, the general public, got a real thirst of a Native culture, and I think, and then there was movies after that, quite a few, or even before that, I guess, was Powwow Highway was before Smoke Signals. And so all these.
It all leads to Billy Jack, Robert. It all leads to Billy Jack. You know, I'm going to kick you on the right side of your face. And then all
and you're not going to be able to do anything about it, right? Hey, it's so funny, too, because I bought my Dega Curtis a Billy Jack hat, and he still wears it when he wants to be bad. So, I mean, those hats are still out there. Wendy won't let me buy one, but I think I have one in the closet so I can pull out, wear it when she's out of town.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, go to the
You're on council. You're on council. That's just all that needs to be said.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we don't like to talk about that on the show, but yes, I am on council, and I'm waiting for that present, that big belt buckle, Wendy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the cowboy boots. I'm old. I'd be crippled if I walked in cowboy boots. I would probably be in a wheelchair the next day.
You'd have to put like little inner soles in there with
Dr. Scholes.
You know. Dr. Scholes memory foam.
Yeah. Medicine man Scholes, you know.
That's awesome. So before we too far, Lewis, why don't you let everyone know how people can listen to your great TikToks? I know we talk about it, but I think it's worth a shout out every mm-hmm. show.
Definitely.
Let everyone know who you are and a little bit of the information. And I just got to say this before you go on. We were talking a little bit before the show, and it was like... you reached out about the STAIN Act for Native Roots Radio, and people don't know what the STAIN Act is. I'll let you talk about that in a second. But I had been following you on Facebook, and it was like, I mean, on TikTok, and I'm going, wow, I want him on the show. This guy is knowledgeable, and here we are. I don't even know, 2.5 months later, you're a full-time guest. You're, as Wendy likes to say,
a team member.
I don't know how you say that in Lakota.
It's called janitor. That's how we say it in Lakota.
But here we got a couple minutes here. Give us your spiel and how people can follow you on TikTok too.
Yeah, first of all, look, Native Roots Radio is very important for Indian country. Let me just say that first and foremost. I mean, this is a magazine style show that, you know, Robert has said himself that it's important because it not only emphasizes voices in indigenous country, but activist voices, you know, the news you get with Ogama Gnu Akwe. And I practiced a long time to get her name correct, because at first I think I called her Ojima. Oh my God, I felt so bad about that. But you know, a long time coming here with your Lakota guy. But if anyone's interested, you know, please support the show first and foremost. That's what I want to tell people, because these voices matter. Indigenous country matters. You can't have American history without indigenous history. It's all wrapped in one. And, you know, I come from the Black Hills along with my Lakota people. And right now we are being inundated with the Sturgis Rally. It is a super spreader event in Sturgis, South Dakota, overlooking Mato Paha, which is Bear Butte, which is a very sacred mountain for us Lakotas. And it's so poignant that the super spreader event is happening right below it. You know, we talk about medicine so much. And, you know, we talk about all these things in Indian country. And what I like to do on TikTok is you can see me at Lakota Guy on TikTok. But I just like to talk about indigenous history and uplifting indigenous voices. You know, I talk about Dallas Goldtooth being Ikche Wachashi, and that's all we want to be. We want to be common people. You know, that's the issue, is that we have a lot of people that want to have leadership positions but don't do anything for their community. What you find on Native Roots Radio is us being who we are and talking our good voice. And that's really important. That's why I really love the show, Robert.
Wow, Pina Gigi, that means a lot. Also, hey, we have a Patreon/ Native Roots Radio Network, I believe it is. And people are supporting us there, and I really appreciate that. Maybe we can give out that correct address again. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I think we're going to have Joe Morales on the next segment, Wendy. And if not, this is really good, and maybe if we don't have Joe, we'll do a roundtable. We'll be right back.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up, and they deliver within a 5-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me one. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Hey, Patrick here for my cleaning heroes at Zero Res. Around my house, there have been a lot of projects I've been able to do myself, but I've learned that there are some things that should always be left to the professionals, especially carpet cleaning. Traditional carpet cleaning companies and DIY products use harmful soaps and detergents that can leave behind a sticky or crusty residue. That's why I only trust Zero Res with my carpet cleaning. They use their patented ZR water to deeply clean carpets while leaving behind zero residue, so your home will stay cleaner longer. If you haven't cleaned with Zero Res, your carpets have never really been cleaned. Right now, when you mention AM950, you can get 3 rooms cleaned starting at just $149. And only in August, get a free dryer vent cleaning when you get your air ducts cleaned. Schedule your appointment today at ZeroResMinnesota.com or call 9520-RES. That's Zero Res. Forward or backward, it spells the same.
If you're hurting in your relationship or have been affected by sexual violence, you're not alone. Stronghearts Native Helpline can help you through these difficult and uncertain times. Stronghearts Helpline is a free 24/7 confidential domestic dating and sexual violence helpline for Native Americans. Help is available by calling 1-844-762-8483 or by clicking on the chat now icon on strongheartshelpline.org. This message is sponsored by the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Seward Co-op is now offering convenient self-serve and prepackaged hot options and salad bars at both the Franklin and Friendship stores. Breakfast items available daily until 11 a.m. and brunch served all day every Sunday. Their weekly lunch and dinner menus highlight cuisines from around the world. They offer vegan, vegetarian, and gluten-free options daily. 95% of the ingredients used are organic from small-scale, local community food producers whenever possible. More at seward.coop.
This is David from The David Pakman Show, where we expose the hatriots, liars, and Trumpists on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Now, more than ever, we are being faced daily with the topic of human mortality. And for many people, estate planning has been top of mind. Getting your estate planning done now can be easy and cost-effective. Shroman Law offers virtual options for initial consultations so that new clients can safely initiate the process. With many facing uncertain financial situations, Shroman Law also offers affordable fees for legal documents. Learn more at shromanlaw.com. That's shromenlaw.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lulia. Clear skies overnight and a low of 69, then sunny on Wednesday and a high of 85. Summer is winding down, so make sure to get those summer stains cleaned out with help from our friends at Zero Res. Make your appointment today by calling 9520-RES or go to ZeroResMinnesota.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakan Jahade.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Yeah, thank you, Wendy. Mm-hmm. Hey, we have on the phone Joe Morales, and Joe, welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake. I think this is your second time on our show. Welcome.
It is my second or third time on the show, and thank you for welcoming. How are you, Robert?
Doing great. I think we'll get you a t-shirt now that you've been on 3 times. So we're excited about that. Doing good. How are you holding up? You are doing the Treaty People Walk for Water, and can you fill our audience in exactly what that is, how we can support you, and just tell us what's going on. We really appreciate you stepping on here.
Sure. Well, in terms of how I'm doing, my knees hurt. But other than that, I'm in good spirits, and the walk is going well. We were joined by Winona LaDuke today and the horse camp people who may be joining us tomorrow here on the Treaty Walk, or the Treaty People Walk for Water. We started out 3 or 4 days ago from Firelight Camp there on the easement of the Mississippi River, the first crossing of the Mississippi River by Enbridge, the Canadian oil company. And we are walking from there to the state capitol, arriving on August 25th. to a huge welcome, I hope. At least some cold water. and we are going to be calling on Governor Tim Walz and Penny Flanagan to actually live up to the campaign platform that they campaigned on, which was a no pipeline and climate justice platform. And as of yet, we have seen very little of that. We are in the middle of a drought, and Enbridge just got the right to 5 billion gallons of water. That's Minnesota water. So this is not just a native issue. If you enjoy boating or fishing or racing or just going to the lake and having a nice swim, this affects you. This affects everyone. The way you can support is you can find us at 3D People Walk. Sorry, 3D People Walk for the Water on Facebook. All the information is there. I'd give you my cell phone number, but you'd never get through because I'm being inundated. Yeah, so it's going well. I think that answers most of your questions. Yes.
Yeah, that does. And how can I support you? So, like, I'm planning on, I think, next weekend going up there. Wendy will be out of town, and I'll be going up there and walking with you. How can people come up and join you in the walk like Winona did?
Well, the stopping points are listed on the Facebook page. So you can find our starting and stopping points. I think we're averaging about 6 or 7 hours a day walking. So if you get close and just sort of follow our route, most of it is right on the highway. So we're pretty easy to find. If you get close, I'm pretty sure that there's contact numbers for our support team where you can find exactly where we are. You can support us by joining us on the walk. You can meet us anywhere on the walk and provide some cold drinks. We are still looking for sponsors for meals and places for the walkers to rest at night. So that's how you can support. And all of that information to be able to do that is on the Facebook page.
Wow, that's exciting. How many people are walking with you right now?
We are averaging 11, but we've had as many as 20 walkers. I think the first day we had even more than that. I think we probably had 25 or 30 walkers on the first day.
Wow.
And Joe, as far as like resting at night, are you guys just pitching tents on the side of the road? Like you said that you need sponsors for places to stay overnight. But if you don't have that, are you just putting up tents?
We are stopping, you know, at our mile marker. And then if we are not being sponsored, then we are going to the nearest campground. We don't really want to be right on the road at night. So we're going to the nearest campground, but we are looking for cool places to stay because our feet are hot at the end of the day. And we are reaching out to churches, community groups, even individuals with a basement that can sleep 15 or 20 people. We're fine with just throwing our sleeping bags and pads down and we're spending all this time together, so we might as well just bunk together too.
Well, I hope that we can amplify this as much as possible in this trip that you're doing, because I think it's really important and it really needs to pick up speed. And when you're going to the Capitol and you want to present, if Walz was there, what would you say to him?
If Walz was there, I would say to him, Governor Walz, I'm placing you under a citizen's arrest for not honoring the treaties and for not living up to your platform. That's what I would say to him. But I'd also just ask him to pull the permits, or at least put pressure on the Army Corps of Engineers to pull the permits for this project. I mean, at this point, it's devastating. We watched, while we were at Firelight Camp, we watched the Minnesota drop 6 or 8 inches while we were there in just the 20 days we were there.
Wow.
So this is very, very, very important. It needs to happen now. We're also going to be calling on, when we get to the Capitol, calling on President Biden, who could also pull the permits very easily, and asking him to also live up to you know, climate justice, and you know, think about the people instead of themselves just once, eh?
Yeah, we're with Joe Morales, and he's doing the Treaty People Walk for Water that's going to end up at the state capitol. Joe, you've been up in the deep north. We like to, when we have Winona on, we talk about it as the deep north and occupied north. But you've been up there, and I know you just said that you witnessed the Minnesota River going way down 6 inches. What else have you seen? I know there's a lot of action going up there. There's a lot of ceremony, and I think people need to know that you guys are doing this in a good way.
Yes, we are doing this from a spiritual perspective. It's how I personally try and come at all of this stuff. We are starting with morning check-ins and putting down our tobacco in the morning. And, you know, coming at this really walking with humility and humbleness. We are not engaging people who are against us. We are simply walking humbly for the water and the Monoman, because they can't walk to the Capitol. Right. So, you know, that's really important that we speak for them. They are our relatives. We are all related. Mitapiye Oyasin doesn't just mean that we are related to each other as human beings, but it means that we are related to the land, to the water, to our Mother Earth, to the sky, to our Father, we, the sun. It means that we are related not only to those who have gone before us, but also we are related to those who are yet to come. And that's really what's important, and that's what's really at risk here, is those that are yet to come. And that's why we're doing this. We say when we pray, we say, Oyate Nimte Washin Yelo, and that means we do this so the people will live. And again, we're not talking about just us. We're talking about so the people will live on forever.
That's right. That's right. We look at all our generations, this next 7 generations. And, you know, we talk about this a lot on Native Roots Radio, Joe, and that's that all these other people have been colonized, and it's like us Native Americans are the last frontier here, the last holdout to protect Mother Earth and Father Sky. And I'm proud of you and proud of what's going on up there and of all the water protectors, but it's a burden that we must heed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. Totally true. I'd also like to just mention speaking for those who don't have a human voice. You had asked about what I have seen up here. In addition to, you know, to people putting their bodies on the line, people getting arrested, we are seeing, I mean, the trees are wilting. People who pick berries are not picking berries this year so that there will be enough for the bears and the animals to eat, because that's how we look at it. It's like we're willing to give up a little bit of ourselves so that we can continue on, because we are truly all related. And this affects, like I said, this affects everyone, every animal, every creepy crawly, every fish, every grain of rice, every plant, every tree, every person. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter where you come from. This affects you. This is about the water. This is about water becoming a commodity, and not water should be free for all people.
That's right. Well, Joe, just give a quick shout out here. This is Joe Morales with the Treaty People Walk for Water, and that's where we can find all the information to walk with Joe, to meet with Joe, to support all the water walkers. I want to say, Pinigi, thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate you making time for us.
Yes, well, we'll be touching base frequently. So, Pinigi Joe, and stay healthy and stay hydrated. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Doksha.
Oh. Hey, wow, Wendy. Wow, that's just...
Yeah, that's unbelievable. What a dedicated bunch of people who are walking all that way to protect the water. I really, you know, just... My heart goes out to them, and I hope that, like you said, they stay healthy and strong and they're able to do this. I don't know if I'd be able to walk every day for 6-7 hours day. That's in the hot sun, and yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, it is. It's daunting.
It is daunting. Well, I hope that they make a point, and I hope that Governor Walz and Peggy Flanagan decide to pull some of those permits and that it's stopped.
We need to protect the water, and it's, you know, don't let that little bit of rain that we've had in the last few days fool you.
It's already dried up.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and up next, our sacred animal section. We'll be right back.
Stay with us. Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Life is a journey, and the Doherty Family College will help you get where you want to go. Located downtown Minneapolis, this affordable two-year college provides free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, one-on-one mentorship, and a Metro Transit pass, making DFC the perfect pathway to a bachelor's degree. Turn your dreams into reality. Connect with a counselor today at dfc.stthomas.edu.
Hey, Cudigy, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. I'm here to ask you for your support. Finding honest, Native-centered news is not easy. But with your support, we're able to provide accurate information about Standing Rock, Line 3, treaty violations, and COVID-19 in our Native communities. Please visit Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon and donate if you can. That's Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Pinigigi, and thank you for your support.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
I love that, Wendy.
I do too.
Wow. Hey, I want to say that this show is dedicated to those who can't give back and fight back for our people, like our relatives, the ones with hooves, legs, tails, fins and wings. Did I miss anything, Wendy?
I'm sure.
Hey, all things are our relatives, and what we do to everything we do to ourselves. Black Elk. I want to introduce Wendy, and everyone knows who you are, so I don't even should even say that. They think it's your show, too, as a matter of fact. She's a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and she works on animal issues at the local and state level. Tell us your name, Wendy.
Yeah, hi, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani, and that means cares for them. And as everyone knows, I was given that name by my Dega, which means my uncle, Curtis, Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white cloud. He gave me that name quite a few years ago, and I'm always grateful for it. So I always like to thank him for that name. So today I wanted to just update people on what's going on with the Onaquai horses. I've been talking about them for quite a long time. So as really quickly, herds of horses that are on the HMA, which is herd management area lands, which are under the supervision of the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, the BLM, they are gathering up these horses and putting them in holding pens because
I'm sorry, but what is this portion brought to us by?
Oh, my goodness.
Because I see Lewis over there. He's ready.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations. You know, I missed my cue because usually when we come back from break, you say, you know, welcome back to Native Roots Radio. I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and that's when I do it. So I was a little confused. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to throw you a little curve there. Go ahead. This is very important news.
Sorry
about that.
Okay, so the Onaquai horses were gathered up by helicopter, terrified, brought into trailers and taken to these holding pens. The bottom line is that these horses were removed so that cattlemen and ranchers could come and put their livestock on these lands. So I am friends with this woman on Facebook. Her name is Jen Rogers, and I've talked to her about her before, and I just kind of want to give her a shout out. I've never met her in person, but she really gives updates all the time on these horses. She knows them very well. She is the founder and president of a 501c3 nonprofit at Red Birds Trust. So you could follow her on Facebook, Red Birds Trust. She's also the owner of Wild Horse Photo Safaris, and she takes beautiful photographs of these horses. And I'm gonna be reading from her post. I'm gonna be reading from her post, and this was from yesterday, so we're one day late, but I still want to tell everybody about what's happening. So Aftermath 23. This is 23 days. Well, today's really 24 days after the roundup. Otherwise known as the release. Well, today was the big day where the horses taken from us were to be returned in part to their homeland and to let their spirits run free. We should have had a minimum of 138 horses returned to the Onaquai HMA, that's the area where they live, and instead they released only 112. Yeah. Yesterday, they staged a secret release and told no one except out-state advocacy groups. They dumped 9 horses, including 4 foals, Moonbeam, Sunshine, Patches, and an unnamed gray filly. They know these horses on this land, and they have names for most all of them. So what they did is they took these 4 foals, who I just named, behind the mountain all by themselves, at least 10 miles as the crow flies from the 60 members of the North Herd, and 3 of the mother slash baby pairs were from the South Herd. So they were at least 15 miles from their normal stomping grounds. Talk about a complete lack of transparency. Jen goes on to say, I highly doubt they have any clue how to return since they have never set foot on this part of the range, which they were dumped out of the livestock trailer. But they also have no stallions to protect or guide them.
No.
So the little foals who were left behind the mountain all by themselves, they'd never been there before. They're 15 miles away from their normal stomping grounds. They don't know how to protect themselves, and they are sitting ducks for packs of coyotes, which the stallions would have protected them from, but they're there all by themselves.
Wow.
Before today, which again was yesterday, was even over, a mare just released was already euthanized for extreme sickness. How exactly does she even manage to pass a vet check when within hours of her release, she was too sick to walk? Another well-known North stallion released today is plagued with diarrhea. Thank goodness the heat levels are much lower than before, but still, it's obviously stifling out there in the blazing sun and losing all the extra moisture. Moisture from loose stool isn't good. When the head of the Wild Horse and Burro Program manager, Gus War, who I mentioned before, was asked how many horses were being released 1 hour prior to the release, he had no clue. At first, he blurted out 130. Then he stuttered and stammered and said, well, it's probably closer to 120. Then quickly corrected that to say it was 110. Yes, just 110. Mm. The horses were not released intact bands, not even close. So these horses live together. they have families together. They have, you know, the mother, the father, the foals. They all stay together. They stay together in their herds. They released a random horse here, a bachelor stallion there, two horses from this family over there, another one over here. It's an absolute abomination of a bleep show. I can't say what she said.
Almost did, though.
Yeah. No, I didn't. So they sat in the holding. So these horses sat in holding for 22 days, getting so sick they are dead before the day is over, and they can't even be released on their own section of the range with their own families. The air was heavy today. I saw a little broadcast with a woman gushing with joy over how wonderful this was, how wonderful that they finally put the horses back on the range. But that's not really what happened. Wonderful, that's not a there's not one family that was returned intact. Wonderful that they released about 20 horses, less than they were supposed to. So the horses were healthy and strong, and they looked good, and their fur, their hair was shiny and strong. And then they came out 22 days later, 100 of them that were released, skinny and weak. I'm sorry, but I just can't consider this a win. So I also put on our Facebook page, if you go to Native Roots Radio, I'm Awake, you can find a link to a wild horse photo safaris. And Jen put down six things that we can do as a group of people to help these horses. We could also call Gus War. It's Gus, G-U-S, and his last name is W-A-R-R. He is at, I'm going to give the phone number out, 801-539-4057, and you could call him and tell him that you're upset about this and that you want the horses and the public to be able to see these horses. Also, I want to give a shout out to Tiergan. And I know Tiergan loves these horses and cares about them, and she has even written emails to Gus War. So I want to thank you, Tiergan, for doing that and spending the time to do that. We just have to stand up and be aware and spread the word, and that's how things change.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, feeling bad about these horses that are...
Like Lori just said, how is that even legal? Torture and terror.
Exactly.
That's it, exactly. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate that, Lori.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. I would like, from Chief Pony Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join our group, run for office. We were not homeless until 1491. We're still here. I want to give a shout out to Joe Morales. Mm-hmm. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier.